From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 24th. Coming up, a policy advocate at Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region reflects on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade and the current state of reproductive rights. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After months of pushback, the Champaign Unit 4 School Board has scaled back changes to its school choice system. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, some parents are still concerned.
Unlike initial plans, no students will have to switch schools next year, except the 13 students who live west of Champaign in Bonneville. Carmen Sims is the mother of one of those students. She says it's unfair that all Bonneville students will have to go to the same school or find their own transportation.
Those kids out there need those buses. Their parents can't transport them. The amount of reimbursement's not enough. A lot of them are single parents. That means they'd have to quit their jobs, relocate, and I don't think it's fair.
The district is trying to simplify its complicated bus routes. One part of the plan, give parents gas money to drive their own students to school. A committee of administrators, teachers, and parents will work out other details. The changes will start in the fall. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The board also voted to change middle school assignments for several of the district's elementary schools. A new bill in Springfield would improve pay and training for an estimated 650,000 temporary workers who get their jobs through staffing agencies. Democratic State Representative Edgar Gonzalez Jr. unveiled the Temp Workers Fairness and Safety Act yesterday. He says the main goal is to ensure temporary workers are paid equally to full-time workers and receive proper training for their jobs. His bill would give state agencies the power to impose increased penalties against companies who do not comply.
I just want to attack bad actors and make sure that in the end, too, we're keeping these environments as safe as we can for temp workers.
Gonzalez proposed similar legislation last session, but after consulting with state agencies, found that it's difficult to enforce measures due to underfunding. A central Illinois lawmaker plans to sue the state over its new assault weapons ban. Republican Representative Dan Calkins of Decatur says he's collecting names from gun owners and firearms dealers who want to challenge the ban. A judge last week issued a temporary restraining order, but that only applied to about 800 plaintiffs in the case. Calkins expects many more lawsuits will follow.
I know that there's a lot of, FOID card holders who would like to have those same protections. And I would suspect that we'll see lawsuits pop up all over Illinois in the near future.
The law requires current owners of the assault-style weapons to register them with the state by the end of the year. Calkins says he plans to file the lawsuit in Macon County on Thursday. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team will try to bounce back from Thursday's loss to Indiana when they face Ohio State tonight in Champaign. Illinois head coach Brad Underwood says the Buckeyes have had a season much like his own team.
A little bit like most teams in the league, with the exception of Purdue. Been really good and had some not so great moments, but had some unbelievable. When they played Northwestern, I thought they were as talented as any team in the league.
Ohio State is led by freshman forward Bryce Sensenbaugh, who averages 17 points per game. Illinois is 13-6 overall, 4-4 in the Big Ten, while the Buckeyes are a game back at 3-5 in the conference. They're 11-8 overall. Tonight's game tips off at 6 p.m. and will be televised on ESPN. Still to come, a conversation with a policy advocate with Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region as we hit the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade ruling this week. That's next on 217 Today.
Have you heard the buzz about the great Danish drama Seaside Hotel? Or maybe a friend has recommended the Italian mystery Thou Shalt Not Kill? Well, you too can stream all of these shows from around the world and many more with PBS's Walter's Choice selections available with Passport. These dramas are presented in their original languages with English subtitles, and they're available to friends of WILL. Learn how you can watch at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. This week is the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned federal abortion rights last year, and providers and policymakers are navigating a new landscape in reproductive rights. Now, Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri has hired a new president. Vanessa Wellberry joined Melba Lara to talk about leading policy and advocacy for the group.
So tell us more about Planned Parenthood and how it's navigating this new post-Roe world.
I think what's important to say is that this is a new post-Roe world, but Roe was never enough. People have been living in a post-Roe reality for a long time because there has not been meaningful access to care. And so how we are navigating the new post-Roe world is thinking about what opportunities there are for us to rebuild access in a meaningful way.
You're working, of course, in the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri. How does your work impact or intersect with Illinois?
We actually have healthcare centers in Southern Illinois and in the St. Louis region. And so the intersection of care is very real there. We have providers and patients and healthcare centers in both states. And what we've seen since certainly the Dobbs decision, since Roe was overturned, that folks are having to travel across state lines. There really aren't state silos.
What's on the top of your agenda in this new job?
Well, I think it already was accomplished in some way because as soon as I came on board, Illinois passed a landmark sweeping reproductive freedom bill, which has a number of provisions that will expand and protect access to abortion for folks, not just folks in Illinois, but folks that are traveling from Missouri and so many other parts of the country. But we are certainly looking toward, as the Missouri legislative session kicks into gear, knowing that in the short term, we have a lot of work ahead of us. And so we're thinking really in the long term and how we can reimagine and reframe how our elected officials talk about abortion and think about what meaningful access really looks like.
You know, the fight over access to abortion has gone on for so long and took the new turn with the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court. How do you stay energized?
You know, it can be, I think, many people are grappling with, particularly on this anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, many people are grappling with that being something to mourn. We certainly feel that, but we also see this as an opportunity to re-envision what meaningful access to care means across the spectrum of reproductive health care, including abortion. And so I think looking forward to what we can achieve in the future is what energizes certainly me and I think my colleagues and the activists and advocates that we work with.
I've been speaking with Vanessa Wellberry, the new Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri. Vanessa, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 38 degrees. Snow coming tonight into tomorrow with 3 to 5 inches of accumulation possible. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Cameron Cutinello, Eric Stock, and Mel Ballara. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.